Let me introduce you to Michelle Skews, a Ballarat mother. On this day, it would have been her son Ethan's 13th birthday. He didn't make it, but she has decided that she will give what has been described as the gift of life to 600 strangers in order to honour her late son. Michelle Skews, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm so sorry for your loss, Michelle.
Thank you.
Your son would have been 13 today. How old was he when you lost him?
He was 3, so yeah. It's 10 years, yeah.
What happened, Michelle?
He was playing in the backyard with his siblings and friends, and him and his little friend decided to climb our back gate and wave to the train behind our house, and they were clipped by the train. He received massive head trauma and was flown to the Royal Children's Hospital, where they did all they could for him, you know, and where in the end they couldn't do anything more, and we opted to donate Ethan's organs.
And so his kidneys and his heart valves, I understand, were donated to critically ill children.
His kidneys actually went to a middle-aged family man.
Really?
So both his kidneys went to it. So there's different types of transplants, and this one's actually called an en blanc transplant. And, so both his kidneys went to a middle-aged family man, whereas his heart valves went into storage because tissue can be stored, whereas organs can't. And they would have gone, they would have been size matched. So I'm actually not sure if they've been used, but if they were used, they would have gone to obviously someone similar size to him. So, yeah.
Today it would have been his 13th birthday. Can you take me through how you've decided to mark this day?
I've been a regular blood donor my entire life. I, first actually donated on my 16th birthday because my mum was a donor and I'd, been with her and I thought, this is something that I want to do and I can do it when I'm 16, so let's do it on my birthday. And I've regularly donated since. But I knew that I was coming up to this milestone and knew that it would fall around Ethan's birthday if I'd kept up my don't, which thankfully I actually haven't been sick and had to take time off, so it's been good. And I thought, what better way to honour my little boy in what he was able to do and what I, what I saw at the hospital that night with, bag after bag after bag of blood going up, trying to keep my little boy alive. And I wanted to be able to continue that so that someone else that was there that was sitting, begging for that miracle was able to get it.
And so how was it as you rolled up your sleeve for that 200th blood donation today?
It was really good. It's, it's such a positive feeling to be able to, to be able to, one, be well enough to be able to do it and to be able to continuously do it and to have, the staff at the donor centre are amazing. And Dorcas did an awesome job this morning. So if you ever need blood tests done, honestly, blood donation nurses are just fantastic at getting blood out. So, it was really good. And just, it was also kind of like, a relief to be able to, because I, I'd wanted to do this and I was kind of like, is my heart rate going to be right? Am I my blood pressure going to be right? Is it, because there's all those factors that, come into play if you're, able to donate. So, and everything was ticked off and I was able to do it. So it was really good.
Tell me about Ethan, your little one.
He was my number 3 of 4 kids and he was such an affectionate little man. He really was. He was always, he was always very giving and would, give, like he'd happily hand around a box of biscuits or, you know, something like that. He'd usually crack it when there was none left, but, you know, he was quite happy to, you know, to share around and stuff, and was just full on. Like, he did not stop from the time he woke to the time he fell asleep. And that could be anywhere. You know, I've got photos of him asleep face first in his food and under the coffee table and under the fish tank and on the ground outside. And, you know, like, it was just, it was like full, it was like full on or asleep. There was no in between with him. It was just gorgeous.
Michelle, you're amazing. And, you know, you continue to provide gifts to people that you will never know, as your little boy did. And power to your arm. Thank you for speaking to us today. And
thank you very much.
thank you for the work that you continue to do in his name.
Appreciate it. Thank you.